Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Real Dudes Podcast. My name is Kyle, and we have a really special mini episode that we are doing for you all today. With me, though, I've got Carrington.
Hey, hey, hey.
And we have a awesome guest with us. You may have heard him before on a previous episode, previous interview that we had with him, but we have Mick Waits from Four Horse Games.
Hi there.
Mick, how you doing?
I'm doing reasonably well, despite a small cold, but yeah, I'm all right, thanks.
That's good to hear. Glad that you're getting over the weather. And honestly, I'm just glad that we're able to get together on a Sunday. Not many people are willing, you know, to do that on their time off. So I really appreciate you coming on here and chatting with us, as it would say.
That's not a problem. My time off is my Four Horses time, so that's all right. I have a day job.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Completely understand that.
I just want to say real quick, Mick, thank you for coming on. And we were talking beforehand, and if you just give the audience, let them know how Kid Trip is doing on the 3DS versus the Switch version.
It's doing really well. I just checked the figures before, and we've basically sold about three times as many on Switch as we have 3DS.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. I'm pretty pleased with that. And the 3DS version launched at the end of July. The Switch version launched at the end of November. So that's like it's got 4 months head start on it. So yeah, we're very happy with the Switch figures. Really, really happy, which is why we're looking to do more games on Switch.
That's understandable. Big congratulations, by the way, on the figures.
Yeah, thank you very much for that.
Yeah. I've got to say... both platforms run amazing, but I did enjoy taking my Switch with me to work and playing Kid Trip. I don't think we haven't talked since the release, because I think our last time we chatted, you were still in development with it.
And yeah, I think that's right.
I'm thoroughly impressed with how the port had came out for it. It runs just as good as the 3DS does. Turned out really well.
It does. I wouldn't have released it any other way, to be honest. But yeah, it's a long time since I played the 3DS version, but because of the patch that I'm working on at the moment, I had cause to run it again on the 3DS, and I'd forgotten how much I like it on that platform as well, with the stereoscopic visuals. But yeah,
yes.
It just looks so nice on the Switch screen, particularly in handheld mode. Yeah.
And I must say, too, that when it comes to the Switch version, you know, that's the game I show off to people because it's quick, it's simple, it's easy, and it's a great way to show off the Joy-Cons and such. Whereas opposed to a game like Zelda, I can't really show off Zelda.
Cool, because that's really nice to hear. It's not exactly the most technically impressive Marvel. It's in terms of showing the Switch as a powerhouse, but yeah. That's good to hear.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I mean, I really can't show off a game like Zelda, even though it's a great and fantastic game. It takes like 30 or 45 minutes for it to like go off on someone and say like, oh man, this is a great game. Whereas Kid Trip, you know, it's quick, it's fun, it's easy, and it's simple, and I can get into it and show it off. Yeah. And show off like what the Switch is about.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. Cool.
Now, I noticed on Twitter you had been scheming up a new logo for... Switch version of Kid Trip. Have you come to a final decision on the three options that you picked?
Well, I mean, it's absolutely 100% going to be down to the Twitter poll, but one of the three options is way out in the lead at the minute.
Okay.
Not that I'm going to try and steal any credit, but that's my design. The other of the two new options was Mike's design, which, I'm less keen on. I don't know why I don't particularly like the checkerboard squares on there. Sorry, Mike. But to be fair, he did the other one as well. I sent him a little image that I'd used in some promotion that was square and said, mm-hmm. sort of like this, but it wasn't the right dimension, so he reworked it a bit and put the logo on there. So it's his design as well, really.
Yeah. Well, for all three options were gorgeous. One of them did stick out to me more than the others, though. So it's getting updated this Tuesday.
Yeah, around that time, I think that's when it comes to an end. I was considering putting a deliberately very bad comedy one on there, but then if that had been picked, I would have felt obliged to stick to it. I decided that probably wasn't a good idea.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see that. You had mentioned earlier, just a couple minutes ago, about other games on the Switch.
I did, yes. You're the first people I'm going to be telling this, really, because
this is exciting.
Real dudes exclusive. Let's go.
if you rush this version out quickly, you'll actually beat the press releases tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, because of the great success with Kid Trip on Switch, Mike Burns has asked me to put Miles and Kilo on there as well. Ooh. Which is the spiritual successor to Kid Trip. He did start it off referring to it as Kid Trip 2, but I think he saw it himself more as a reworking of Kid Trip, perfecting of it, so he ended up just giving it a completely different name.
Okay, very cool. That's super exciting. That's the new project that you'll be working on. Now, personally, I've never played Miles and Kilo. Just seen some screenshots of it, and it looks really good. I think, you know, it coming out on the Switch is going to be a huge deal. Could you explain to our listeners, you said it's a spiritual successor to Kid Trip?
Yeah, Mike got a lot of feedback for Kid Trip, and he's a little bit inexperienced in the industry, and I think he possibly took a bit too much of it to heart, but he felt that he needed to take on board everything that everybody had said about Kid Trip. So he rather than go back and change the original game, he essentially decided to make it again from scratch, but with the new experience that he'd sort of gained developing Kid Trip. One of the first things he did was make the auto run completely optional. He always intended to release this one on more platforms than just mobile. So he designed all the levels and the game mechanics to work with the joypad. You can run in any direction you want. You can stop, you can take your time. But then when releasing it on the iPhone, it is by default auto run. Although I believe you can hook up a controller to the iPhone somehow and get full control there. But yeah, that was one of the main things, because a lot of people sort of went, oh, this game looks cool, but I don't like auto runners. So he took that to heart quite a bit. But other tweaks to the mechanics, like in Kid Trip, you can throw stones endlessly, so you can sort of just spam all the enemies out of the way as you go along. The problem you have there is you'll quite often hit something that was vital. So it's not necessarily a good tactic.
That's happened to me.
in Miles and Kilo, you get limited number of projectiles you throw through this time. But there's also added cool new mechanics. There's a dog accompanying him, hence the Kilo in the name. And there's certain levels where the dog drags you along on the end of its leash and you control Kilo. There's sort of surfboard sections. There's ropes. There's wall jumping. There's a load of new mechanics that I can't remember most of them. But yeah, it's great. Now, there's a lot more levels as well and a completely new art style. It's still beautiful pixel art, but it's not quite as retro low resolution as the original game. The sprites are much bigger, much more detailed.
I was going to say, I noticed that. I did watch some videos on it a little earlier, and I noticed that the colors are still super bright and vibrant, but some of the pixel art looks a little less retro, as what you said. It still looks beautiful, though.
Yeah, it really is. He's got a real talent.
Yeah, well, that's exciting. That's really exciting. So, has this been in development for a long time, or is this something that's just getting kickstarted right now?
It's literally getting kickstarted right now, but we're hoping it's going to be a fast turnaround. The game's currently written to work with Mono Engine, so that's available for Switch. So we're hoping that we'll be able to get something up and running really quickly, and then just make whatever changes are necessary for the Switch hardware and get the game on sale as soon as we can. If we do it right this time, I'll get it submitted early enough to Nintendo. I might get codes out long before the game's released, ready for reviews.
Sweet, that'd be awesome. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it should be able to. It just requires some planning and organization from me.
That would be awesome. Thank you.
So, out of my personal curiosity, since you've already ported Kid Trip to the Switch, will this process of porting Miles and Kilo to Switch will be a little bit more easier for you to do? I mean, do you have, I don't know if it's too personal, but do you have contacts within Nintendo that you're able to get to quicker and get this out quicker?
I won't be getting any direct help from Nintendo. I'm not big enough for that yet, and to be honest, I don't really need it.
Okay.
But it's sort of going to be considerably easier for me, because Mike's going to be doing quite a lot of it. Since he's worked on the original game, he's familiar with Monogame, he's just going to get set up and get the thing up and running while I'm working on the 1.2 patch for Kid Trip. But obviously there's a lot of things I'm going to step in and take over with, localization for one. And obviously I've got a lot more experience with it than Mike, so doing things like the controller handling and stuff like that would be probably easier for me in the long run. But it's actually going to be a completely different process, because with Kid Trip, I rewrote the game to work with my in-house engine, whereas with this one, it's going to be working with Monogame entirely, so I'm totally unfamiliar with that.
So. Interesting. Well, like I said, I will be looking forward to this game. Hope it comes out soon on the Switch, and definitely will be showing it off to my friends. It's exciting. I'm so glad you're able to come on here and reveal this to us. Very cool.
Yeah, it is cool. It is.
So another big thing that Nintendo had released lately was their trailer for, I want to pronounce Labo's? L-A-B-O?
Yeah.
L-A-B-O. There's a Labo.
I've been trying to pronounce it both ways. Labo, Labo's, tomato, tomato kind of thing. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't hear it during the announcement. I had the sound off, but I don't know if they announced it during the trailer or not, but I've been trying to pronounce it both ways, actually.
Have you seen the trailer for this yet, Mick?
Yeah, I have. I think I watched it a few minutes after it first aired live. And if I remember rightly, you don't hear how it's pronounced on there at all. It's just cool music playing throughout the trailer from start to finish.
It's
weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Very weird. I mean, it's very Nintendo. Completely Nintendo. They're absolutely brilliant. I think it's, from my point of view, I think it's something that I'd certainly like to give it a try at some point, but I'm not sure I'd want to buy, because we have a great habit of buying things that we think are cool and then never using them. So our house is just already full of stuff.
Filled with stuff.
But yeah, my son absolutely wants that robot suit.
I want that robot suit too. When I saw the initial trailer, definitely not what I was thinking that they would reveal. I was impressed by it, but my mind went into the direction of, well, this is for kids. When I was a kid, if I had something like this, it would be torn up within a week.
Right.
So, $70, $80 is such a steep price for that. To trust a child to not destroy, a cardboard box up. But nonetheless, I still want that robot suit, and I want to see what it's about. I'm excited, and then I'm also excited to see what they'll have revealed in the future. Are they going to have more kits for it, or is it going to just flop on its face?
It's Nintendo. I'm sure that you have to give them props for doing something different. Me personally, I don't know if I'm excited. I'm kind of excited, kind of not excited, but we'll see. It's Nintendo. So like I said, you just got to give them props for trying to do something different and thinking outside the box, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree with that. I guess the big thing is to, for me as a dad, I do think it would be cool to get it for my daughter, although she's, she'll be 1.5 by the time it comes out, so I still think she'll tear it up. But just the idea of building stuff with your kid and then being able to use it to play games, it seems like a really cool concept. At least to me it does.
Yeah. One thing I was thinking, I'm wondering if this is going to help inspire other developers to come up with interesting uses for the controller, particularly the infrared camera, because I've thought about the infrared camera and how possibly I could make use of that as an input device, and I've fallen short of ideas completely. I've had none whatsoever. So yeah, this is potentially quite inspiring.
Yeah. That definitely could put more ideas into other developers as far as creating new content for it. I was also wondering, you know, with it being just cardboard box, could you potentially get the blueprints for the pieces and 3D print them, or, you know, print your own stuff instead of having to buy a kit every time? Would they be that nice to, you know, let us use their blueprints?
Maybe, but then you'd be missing on the software, because I think most of that price is the fact that they come with bundled game cards.
Okay.
Yeah, Kyle, that...
I don't think I knew that. Well, I didn't know that.
That Facebook group we're in, I think they mentioned that, I think it was like maybe $50 for games and $20 for the cardboard boxes, but that's just speculation. I can't say for sure, but that's how someone broke it down as a supposedly...
I think I saw somewhere, I don't know if it's correct, that they're going to potentially be selling replacement cardboard bits, so you can essentially buy the cardboard kits without the software cheaper to replace bits if you have damaged them.
That does make sense, yeah.
But I'm not sure if that is correct. Don't quote me on that.
Okay. That does make sense. that would be definitely more practical, at least, if they were to do something like that. But I didn't even think about the game being included with it. But I'm excited for it. I do want to see how it turns out and how people receive it. I don't know. I do think that they're kind of playing Labo with Lego. You know, you kind of like with Legos, you build your own stuff. With this, you're building stuff out of cardboard and then playing with it on a virtual device or console or whatever.
Maybe. Well, I believe the word Lego is play well in a particular language. So maybe that word has some meaning in Japanese as well.
That possible.
Will come out over time.
Yep.
They're doing some demonstrations of it down in London just over my birthday this year. And I mentioned it to my wife and she said, are we going to go down then? It's like, no, I wasn't planning to. So we can do if you want. It's like... No, it's quite an expensive way to go play with cardboard.
Yeah. Are they doing it some kind of convention there, or just...
I don't know the exact details, but it's for sort of like 5 days in the middle of February. Okay. We previously travelled to see the 3DS when that was new and get a hands-on with that before that was launched. We got an invite to that, which was quite nice.
That's awesome.
But that wasn't travelling quite so far. Travelling to London from where we live now is quite expensive.
Okay. Well, that definitely sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think that's really all that we had for this little mini episode. Before we close out, do you guys have anything else that you want to, you know, throw out there?
Well, I do want to say real quick that head on over to twitch.tv/realdudespod. We're going to be just doing more stuff over there, streams, uploading videos. We're just trying to get away from YouTube overall right now because of the stuff that's going on over there. But Twitch, on the other hand, is giving us the opportunity to probably do more. And so... So yeah, just keep a heads up over on twitch.tv/realdudespod to be on the latest, you know, episodes and streams and all kinds of stuff we're going to do over there now. So yeah, like I said, twitch.tv/realdudespod.
Awesome. And Mick, where can people find you and your games and anything that you want to plug? Just throw it out there.
They can find me on Twitter. It's @4horsesgames. That's F-O-U-R. Or they can find our website, which is 4horses.co.uk. And our games are all on Nintendo platforms at the minute. So check out the eShop on the 3DS or the Switch. And buy Digga Dan DX, Kid Trip, or more Kid Trip. Or hold on a few months and get Miles and Kilo.
Yeah, do yourself a favor and play Kid Trip now, because it is well worth it. It's It's a say a simple game. It's not simple, but it'll challenge you. It's a very challenging game, yet it's I guess it's a simple premise to the game as far as I don't know. It's retro. It's everything that you need in a game. You need to play it. Check it out on Nintendo Switch now. And Mick, we appreciate you coming on here again and getting a hold of us. You know, you're more than welcome to come on our podcast in the future. We like having you on here.
That's great. Thanks. I like listening.
And you can follow us on Twitter, Twitter, RealDudes_pod, Facebook, RealDudes Podcast, Instagram, RealDudes Podcast. And then if you have any questions for us that you want discussed on the show, you can email us at podcast@realdudespodcast.com. You can find us on all of your favorite podcasting outlets. And other than that, have a rad day.
Bye.
Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.